And sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
It's good to be here again to share with you God's word.
今天早晨能够来这里一起分享神的话，真好。
I know this morning there are many hindrances to some of you getting here.
我知道今天早上有些人有困难来到这里。
There was a closure on the highway, Route 4.
因为在四号路上面有一些拦阻。
Well, thankfully, Jonathan called me before I left, so I went another way.
所以好在江老师先警告我，所以我赶快开别的路。
I hope last night you remembered to change your clock.
我想你们大概昨天晚上已经有改变你的时间。
But this is always a good one because if you forget, you come early. That's good.
不过也没关系，今天你如果忘记调整时间，你今天会早来一个钟头。
It's good to see everybody here.
实在很高兴看到每一位在这儿。
Today is also a special day of something I've done before. Today is the New York City Marathon.
今天有一点很有意思的事情，我以前也做过，那就是今天在纽约市有一个马拉松的长跑。
And if you've come from New York, then everything is closed today. That's another hindrance, so I hope no one had to do that.
如果你住在纽约市的话，可能你今天来的时候更麻烦，因为这个也交通上也堵塞。
And obviously, I'm not running it this year.
今年我没有去跑。
But there are up in my room at home. I don't do it anymore. But I leave two Bible verses up to just remind me of that experience.
虽然我现在已经没有去跑这个马拉松了，可是我在我的房间里，我贴上了墙上挂上了神的话语来提醒我过去有这个经历。
The first one is from 1 Corinthians, and it talks about running.After the eternal prize of Christ.
头一句经文我用的是哥林多前书里面说到，我奔跑是为着那个永恒的奖赏。
The second one is from 2 Timothy, where Paul says that he finishes the race.
第二个经文我摆着的是提摩太后书里面说，保罗说的，我已经跑完了那当跑的路。
And I hope that that always inspires me, and I hope that can inspire you also.
这些经文常常在激励我，所以我希望对你们也是一样。
Before I go further, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们在开始以前，我们再祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time to be together and that everyone could come here safely today.
主啊，我感谢你，今天我们每一个人能够平安地来到这里。
Lord, I pray that our eyes would be open, our ears would be open, and our hearts would be open to receive your words.
我们在这里祷告的是我们的心、我们的眼、我们的耳朵都一起打开，能够接受你的话。
I pray that I would be clear, that the translation would be clear, so that your words would be clear to us.
我的祷告是不但讲的、翻译的，还有每一个听的人对你的话都能够清楚明白。
I lift this time up to you, pray in Jesus' name.
我们把时间交在你的手里，我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Last time I was here, I spoke about Revelation.
上一次我在这里的时候，我提到了启示。
I was a little bit inspired by a speaker who had come before, our young brother named Frank.
我被曾经在我们中间一个年轻的讲员他的信息里面有提醒我。
And today it sounds like I'm cheating a little bit, but I was inspired by him again, by Frank, who came 2 weeks ago.
今天好像我感觉到我又好像因为受了他的讲道的影响，我今天也要再重复一些他的话。
And also, just like last time I was reading Acts and Revelation, and this time I was reading Galatians and Corinthians, and I was inspired by what I was reading, what God was speaking to me when I was reading the Bible on my own.
上次我是讲《使徒行传》跟《启示录》，可是这一次我是要又集中在《加拉太书》里面。我在准备的时候，我觉得我也被许多激发。
So I guess I just want to encourage you that you, on your own at home, I hope that you're reading God's word because you never know, He will speak to you, He will inspire you also.
所以我鼓励每一位你在家里面你自己也要读神的话，因为你知道神总会用着他的话来提醒你。
So this morning the main passage will be Galatians chapter 1.
所以今天主要的信息会在加拉太书第一章。
And we'll read verse 6 to 24.
我们读第六节到二十四节。
And that'll be the main passage today. I'll read in English first. Galatians 1, 6 to 24.
加拉太书第一章第六到二十四节，这是今天的主要英文，主要经文我先读英文。
I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than the one you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. Later I went to Syria and Sicilia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praise God because of me.
我们来读神的话，加拉太书第一章第六节到二十四节。加拉太书第一章六到二十四。我希冀你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说过，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了15天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写信给你们不是谎话，这是我在上神面前说的。以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原先所残害的真理，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
May God bless the reading of his word.
愿神祝福我们刚刚所读的话。
So last time I was here, I know it was a long time ago, I spoke about Revelation and the church at Ephesus.
我上次在这里谈的时候是讲到以弗所书里面讲到以弗所的教会。
Paul loved that church very much.
保罗非常喜爱那个教会。
And their problem was that they forgot, if you remember, they forgot their first love.
但是以弗所教会的问题是他们忘记了起初的爱心。
Today I'll speak of another church that Paul also cared a lot about, and that was in Galatia.
今天我要讲另外一个教会是保罗也非常在乎的，那就是加拉太教会。
The Galatians were people of the church in Galatia, which is a big province, which is now where today's country of Turkey would be.
这个加拉太教会是位于今天在土耳其的那个地方。
And Paul went there and visited many different cities during his journeys, his missionary journeys.
保罗他在宣教的旅程里面，他到了那个地方，拜访了不同的教会。
And many scholars believe that he wrote this letter as one of his first, early on around the year 50 A.D.
有许多圣经学者认为，这是在主后大概在五十年左右，保罗所写的第一封书信。
Which of course is not that much, it's not that long after Jesus himself died and rose again.
而这个时候是离开耶稣基督被钉而且复活以后不久的时间。
So he's writing to some of the early Christians, some of the first Christians.
所以他是写信给早期的教会。
Some of them might have known Christ directly.
有些人他们直接的就认识神。
But most likely they didn't because they were far away from Israel.
但是也有很多人是住的比较远，他们可能并不直接的认识耶稣。
But you could argue that these were some of the first non-Jewish Gentile believers in Christ.
但是我们必须承认，这里这个教会就是有许多不是犹太人的第一代的人，他们。
Right. So if Israel is here, they are up here in Galatia.
所以他们的地理位置是有一段距离的。
So the Ephesians, their problem was they forgot their first love. Let's look at the Galatians, quote unquote, problem.
所以我们说到以弗所教会的问题是他们失去了起初的爱心。那么我们现在来看这个加拉太教会的问题在哪里。
I'll highlight verse 10.
我们来看第十节。
Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我现在是要得人的心呢？还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？我仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So apparently the Galatians, the people there at that church, were trying to please men more than God.
所以很明显的，当地教会的人，他们是想讨人的喜欢，胜过讨神的喜欢。
And Paul is saying that's wrong.
所以保罗说这是错的。
And later, with everything else we read, Paul is saying that he is not trying to please men.
所以我们接下来我们看保罗自己就用他做例子，他说我没有讨人的喜欢。
He's not there speaking to the Galatians, the church that he loves very much. He's not there because men sent him.
他讲到说，他对于他这个非常喜欢的教会里面，他说他并不是在那里。
But he says that he's sent there because of this revelation from Christ, that Christ revealed himself to Paul, and Paul is there because God sent him.
而他在这里说，他是靠着神的启示，他
Did he send who today?
Paul went there only because Christ sent him, not because man sent him.
他说，保罗说，他之所以会到那个教会，并不是因为人喜欢他，人要他去，而是神差他去。
The problem with the Galatians was that they're trying to follow a different gospel message, which he talks about in verse 6 and 7.
在这里我们看到加拉太教会的问题是在第六节讲到他们跟随许多不同的所谓的福音。
There were humans, men, people that were trying to change, they were trying to confuse and distort the original gospel of Christ.
所以那个时候有许多人在那里想要改变他们最初所听到的福音。
What happened was that many of the original believers in Israel of Christ were Jewish.
我们要知道，那个当初最早信福音的人是犹太人。
And they thought, for some reason, they thought that to be a follower of Christ, first you had to be Jewish.
所以他们的观念里面，他们认为如果要跟随耶稣基督的话，你第一个你首先必须是犹太人。
So when all these Gentiles, these non-Jewish people, were believing in Christ, they thought something was wrong.
所以当他们看到这些不是犹太人的外邦人，他们来跟随耶稣的时候，他们第一个观念说那是错的。
And they would go up to these Gentile places like Galatia and say, no, first you must be Jewish.
所以他们就到各处去讲说，不行，你必须要先是犹太人。
And first you must follow the traditions and the laws and things such as circumcision.
所以你必须要先遵守所有的旧约中的律法，像割礼啊、仪式啊。
And they saw these Galatians, not only were they not Jewish, but they weren't following the customs, and they said that you are not Christians.
所以当他们看到加拉太地方的人，他们第一个不是犹太人，第二个他们又不遵守这些律法，所以他们就说你们不是真的基督徒。
And of course, today we know that that logic is wrong. That's not right.
今天我们当然知道说这是错的。
That's theologically, that is not sound doctrine.
所以在神学上来讲，这是不对的。
But of course, back then, the Galatians, they didn't have a New Testament Bible, and they could not read Galatians because there was no Galatians book yet.
当然，在当时的人，他们没有新约圣经，而且更 更是他们自己也没有办法读这个加拉太书。
So Paul is writing to them to set everything straight and clear it up.
所以保罗他就写了信给他们，要把事情搞清楚。
Now remember that even Peter was hesitant to preach to Gentiles.
所以我们也要知道，甚至彼得他自己都在传福音给外邦人的时候，他都有点犹豫。
He was preaching mainly to Jewish people, not until he had this.Revelation, this vision on the rooftop that he started accepting Gentiles.
彼得他一向就是传福音给犹太人听，一直直到了他才看到了那个从屋顶上垂下来的异象。
So these Gentiles here in Galatians, they're trying to follow Christ.
所以这里我们看到加拉太教会的这些外邦人，他们要跟随耶稣。
They want to believe in him, put their hope in him.
他们要相信耶稣是基督。
But they're getting discouraged because they're being told that they have to be Jewish first.
可是他们被打击了，他们被人家叫了，告诉他们说他们不是犹太人。
And they're being tricked and fooled by false teachers.
而且他们就被这些假教师来搞乱了。
And what happened is that they were trying to please these human false teachers, trying to please man instead of following God.
所以在这里，他们就落入了一个他们要讨这些假教师的喜欢。而不是去讨神的喜欢。
So they originally knew the gospel of Christ, but then people are coming and saying, first you must do this, first you must do this, and these Galatians are trying to please them.
所以事实上他们一开始他们知道的，可是因为人家来告诉他说你要先做这个要做那个，所以这些加拉太的信徒他们就跟随了。
So Paul here, he wants to correct that.
所以保罗在这里他要更正这个。
He's saying that the religious leaders are not important, church leaders are not important. What's important is that they live for Christ alone.
所以保罗在这里要讲的就是这些宗教里面的领袖，这些门徒中间的领袖都不是最重要的，最重要的是要怎么样真实的跟随基督。
They should strive to please God, not man.
他们需要真的那么坚定的来讨神的喜欢，而不是人。
Now Paul actually stresses this in other places, also in the Bible.
保罗在圣经其他地方也一再强调这一点。
For example, here's two passages I picked out. The first is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.Verse 4 to 6, I'll just read that.
所以我们看，我现在先举两个。第一个在帖撒罗尼迦前书的地方。
On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ,We could have asserted our authority. That's 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4 to 6.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章第四到第六节，在这里说到，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付给我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话。这是你们所知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
And another verse from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10:18.
第二个是在哥林多后书第十章第十八节。
For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one who the Lord commends.
哥林多后书第十章十八节，因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的，乃是主所称许的。
So Paul's saying it's not about pleasing God, it's not about pleasing man, but your life should be about pleasing God.
所以在这里，保罗说的是，我们生命里面不应该只是讨人的喜欢，我们应该要讨神的喜欢。
So you shouldn't be too concerned with what people think.
所以我们不需要太在意人怎么想。
But of course, as with many of The Bible's commands and Paul's writings, this is very difficult to do.
当然，圣经上虽然这样讲，可是我们知道在现实生活里面这个很难做到。
Because one of the hardest things in our everyday lives is to remember that God is here, He's all around us, and He is real, He's alive.
而且因为我们在每一天的生活里面，我们要知道神就在这里，他是真实的，每天与我们同在。
It's hard to remember that because we trust our physical senses, and we can't see him, we can't hear him. It's difficult.
因为我们太相信我们这个肉体的感觉，所以我们很难有时候去体会到说神这个看不见的神是与我们同在。
Instead, we go by what we see, our human nature.
所以我们总是用着人能够看得到、碰得到的这些本性。
And we forget about the supernatural.And we only look at what is natural, just right in front of us, that we can see and feel.
所以我们就忽略了那个看不见的那个超自然的境界。
So let's think, in our daily lives, on a daily basis, who do we try to please?
那我们来想想在我们每天生活里面你到底是要讨谁的喜欢
We try to get the approval of whom?
你到底是要得到谁的应许
It could be your boss, your employer.
很可能是你工作上的老板
Your family members, children, spouse, your parents
甚至你是讨你家里的孩子或者父母或者你的配偶的喜欢
Try to please our friends
你讨你朋友的喜欢
We try to please and get the approval of even strangers
你甚至有时候我们甚至也喜欢得到一些陌生人的肯定
There's a quote I heard once from Pastor Rick Warren in California
我曾经听到有一句话是在加州的一个瑞克牧师他这样说的
That I thought was very funny
他讲的话很有意思
He was asked about America's problem with debt and the bad economy
他是在讲到说今天这个美国为什么会经济上会负这么多的债务
And he said the problem is we go into debt by spending money that we don't have in order to buy things that we can't afford, in order to impress people that we don't even know or don't even like.
他说到这个根本的原因，我们为什么会欠这么多债呢？第，是因为我们花了很多的钱去买我们不是真正需要的东西，而且我们去赚很多的钱不是我们真的用得着的，甚至我们去讨许多人的喜欢，根本就是我们不需要，我们不喜欢或不重要的。
So in our lives, oftentimes we try to please people.
所以在我们的生活里面，我们真的是好像一直在想要讨人的喜欢。
And I think that's very true also in Chinese culture, Chinese American culture.
所以对，尤其对我们中国人活在美国的人来讲的话，这是太普遍的现象。
I think I ask other people who are not Chinese, and they always say Chinese people are very subordinate.
所以我曾经问过很多这个不是中国人的人，那他们说中国人的心态上好像。很多时候都是那种好像要讨上面的人喜欢。
I think that's somewhat true. We're always trying to conform or do the right thing and please the leaders, whoever they may be.
当然，也不是说这个是错误。我们想要做事做对，或者我们去讨我们的老板的喜欢。
For many of us, and especially for the younger ones, it's always trying to please our parents.
尤其这些年轻人，我知道你们一直都想要讨父母的喜欢。
Of course, studying, doing well, things like that.
我们要好好读书，我们行为要好。
And I remember, for my mom, it was keep for me to try to, please her. I always had to keep the house clean.
当然，我知道我是怎么样讨我妈喜欢呢？就是我一定要把我的房间搞得很干净。
And sometimes she would go to China for a month or 2 months.
有时候她到中国去一两个月。
And the night before she would come home, I would clean everything.
所以在她要回来的前一天晚上，我确定要把房间都搞干净。
But I was always unsuccessful because she would find something wrong.
可是她总是，我妈总是可以找到我哪里做不好。
And as a student, I always tried to please the teachers.
所以当我是学生的时候，我总要讨我的老师的喜欢。
And in high school, I also, as an activity, I was in the marching band.
所以在我当我在高中的时候，我是个乐队的一员。
And we had to please the judges.
所以我要讨那些裁判员的欢心。
And march the right way and stand straight.
所以我的姿势、我的站法都要是讨他喜欢。
And our director always yelled, "Straighter, straighter, stand up straighter, straighter."
所以那些指挥就一直叫我要站直、站直。
So it's very easy because in our everyday lives, we always think, okay, I got to please somebody, a person.
所以在很多的场合里面，我都说啊，我就是要讨某种人的喜欢。
Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we should ignore people. It doesn't mean that.
我并不是说我们就要看不到，不管别人。
But it does mean we should try to please, seek to please God first.
但是我的重点是我们应该要先讨神的喜欢第一，首先。
If you look in your bulletin, there are 4 points of what happens when we try to please man instead of God.
所以我们今天从我们的程序单上, 你注意来看, 这里我列出了四个原因, 就是说我们为什么要先讨神的喜欢。
So these are four things that could go wrong, what's wrong with trying to please man first instead of trying to please God first.
所以这里我列出了四点, 就是说我们如果是要讨先讨人的喜欢, 我们就会落入怎么样的错误里头。
The first thing is we start to compare with each other.
第一个就是我们试着去互相的比较。
And usually when that happens, the standards of morality, the standards of spirituality are lowered.
当我们要跟人比较的时候, 基本上我们的那个标准, 我们道德标准或其他标准, 我们就无形中降低了。
God should set the standard very high.
可是神是最高的标准。
But when we compare with each other, some reason it gets lowered.
当我们要用人来做标准的比的时候, 我们已经降低了。
We try to compare to see who we're better than, and oftentimes we look at someone who's worse than us.
我们常常有个趋向, 就是我们喜欢找那些比我们比较差的人。
And we want to look good and puff ourselves up, so we compare ourselves to someone who, yeah, is lower.
所以我们比那些找那些比较差的人来比的时候, 我们就觉得自己好像很不错。
For example, you all know that I teach high school, I'm a teacher.
你们都知道我是在高中里面的老师。
And I think I've used this example before. I always tell the students, oh, you should do this, you need to study harder here, please stop talking, things like that.
所以我在学校里面我常常叫学生说你不要讲话或者你要好好的用功在这里。
And oftentimes the students defend themselves by comparing with someone else who's worse.
所以常常我的学生就会来自己告诉我说, 他们拿比较差的人来做他们的比较。
75 is good, he got 65.
他说我75分已经很好了, 他那个人只拿65分呢。
Why are you telling me not to talk? He talks every day.
所以你为什么叫我不要讲话? 隔壁的那个人天天都在讲话。
But I always tell them to, they should be comparing with the person who got 95, or the person who never talks. That's what they should be comparing with.
所以我总是告诉他们说, 你应该去跟那个95分的人比, 或者你要去跟那个上课都不讲话的人来比。
But oftentimes when we start comparing with each other, what happens is we look at the lowest, and we don't try to reach for the top, we just try to get by with what's in the middle and kind of good.
所以我们的问题是我们总是拿那个中等的或者比较不好的人来比较让我们自己觉得还不错。
We might compromise our beliefs, saying like, oh, it's not that bad if I do this, it's as long as it's not as bad as that person.
所以我们总是这样子来安慰自己说, 只要我不像他那么差就可以了。
Hebrews 10 says we should spur each other on, not drag each other down. That's Hebrews 10:24. We should spur each other on and push each other to the top.
所以希伯来书第十章的二十四节，他这样说的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And Romans 14:13.
罗马书十四章十三节。
Also written by Paul.
也是保罗写的,
he says that we therefore let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister.
Romans 14:13.
So when we try to please man, we start to compare, and then the standards go low. That's not good.
所以当我们试着跟拿人来做比较的时候，我们已经把我们的标准降低了，那实在是不好的。
The second thing, when we try to please man, man becomes like God. Man becomes our God.
第二点就是当我们要用人来，我们想要讨人喜欢的时候，人就变成了我们的神。
And that's not good.
那更不好。
Instead of exalting God, we exalt man on high and say, oh, look at these human accomplishments, look at these ideals that man has done.
你如果不把神抬在第一位的时候，那你把人就摆在前面。
And we try to earn man's approval.
我们要得到人的喜欢。
And that's not good.
那是不好的。
There's a short set of catchy, easy to remember theological points called the Westminster Shorter Catechism.
有一个卫斯敏要理小问答里面的第一条这样说的。
And the classic statement is the first one. The first one is the chief ends of man. What should man do? The chief ends of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
这个小问答里面的要教义小问答里面第一条就讲到人的终极人生的终极目的乃是要讨神的喜欢而不是是要荣耀神
That's actually something that my brother taught me a long time ago and he said if anything you should remember this first one to glorify God and enjoy him forever
所以这是我的哥哥他常常告诉我的说你要第一件事情你就是要讨神的喜欢要荣耀他
Glorify God not glorify man
而不是要讨使神得荣耀，而不是人得荣耀。
But of course, it's difficult because we live in a society where we yearn for human recognition.
那当然，我们今天活在这个社会里面，这是很难的，因为我们常常要得到人的承认。
And people are getting prizes and awards for doing certain things.
所以我们看到，我们今天社会上很多人他得奖品。得好处是因为他曾经做了什么好。
To say, look what I did, look at this prize I got, look what man can do.
所以你看，我们常常用这个奖赏来说，你看我做了什么，我得到这个奖品。
I will try to please this person so that I can get a reward, and people will lift me up, and maybe I can inspire others to also work hard and get a reward, and people can lift them up.
所以你看，因为我做了这件事，我讨这个人的喜欢，有什么成就，所以我得到了奖品，我用这个来鼓励激发别人你们也要像我这样 来做好
for me oftentimes it's refreshing when I would look on TV or something and someone's being praised and instead they deflect the praise somewhere else they don't praise themselves
我在有些场合我真的是看到有些人当他们被人称赞的时候或者有成就的时候他们并不去把这个荣耀归给人
whenever I see that I'm very encouraged
当我看到这样有人不把荣耀归给人的时候，我总是觉得里面得到激励。
Or during maybe they won an award, and during the acceptance speech, they thank the Lord, they thank God.
当我看到有些人当他们得到了一个奖大奖的时候，可是他们是在那里感谢神。
Yeah, or they say it was through God's power and nothing that they did. That is a better viewpoint.
所以他们说这是因为神给我力量，所以我才能得到这个。这是一个真的很好的一个观点。
So the second thing is that when we start pleasing God, when we start pleasing man and trying to earn man's favor, we end up worshiping man instead.
所以第二点是在这里，我们如果讨人的喜欢，我们就变成把人当作神。
The third thing is we try to earn our salvation.
第三点就是我们要讨人的喜欢，我们会落到我们自己想靠自己的力量去。拿到救恩
Of course, you know that you cannot earn your salvation. It is by faith and it is by grace.
当然，我们知道我们不可能靠我自己的行为，我们必须靠信心来得到救恩。
But a lot of times, because we know that to earn man's favor, we need to do this, as we think that we need to do that with God also.
当然，我们因为要讨人的喜欢的时候，我们就说我们应该做这些事情。所以，我们同样的观念，我们就在对神的时候，我们说我们也是要。
We think that we have to do the good things, but when we do the bad things, God will punish you.
所以，我们对就有这样观念说，我们应该做好。如果我们做不好的时候，那可能神就要打我。
When I was very young, I thought that a lot.
当我在真的很年轻的时候，我常常这样想。
And something very important would be happening soon. I knew something very important would be happening in my life.
都很多时候我知道，在我生命里面可能有些事情要发生了。
So I would be extra good.
所以我那个时候就特别的好。
And I would read the Bible two times a day.
所以我那一天就那一阵子我就会赶快一天就要读两次圣经。
And I would pray for 45 seconds instead of 20 seconds.
所以我祷告的时间就从20秒就变成45秒。
Because I thought that I had to earn God's blessing. I thought I had to earn God's salvation.
因为在我心里面我想说我要靠我自己的行为来得到神的救恩。
But it's not like that. God gives us salvation through His love, through His mercy and His grace.
可是真正的不是这样，因为神他是经过他的怜悯、他的恩典，让我们得到救恩的。
Around this time of year, students apply to college. Senior students apply to college.
差不多每年到这个时候的时候，我们高三的同学生都要开始申请大学。
And I teach many juniors and seniors.
我也教高中，也教初中的学生。
And of course, I have to write their letter of recommendation
当然
to college.
这个时候我就要替他们申请学校要写很多的介绍信。
And suddenly, the students are very nice.
突然之间，这些学生就来对我很好。
They didn't care about class, they were mean and disrespectful, but now they're very nice.
他们以前从来不上课，也讲话都很刻薄，可是这个时候突然都变得很乖了。
Because that is what we're used to in human interaction. Now they're trying to earn my approval and earn my favor.
这就是我们人总是会这样，他们这个时候他们要来得到我的称许。
But of course, I see all their grades from years past, and I just write according to the grades that they got.
那当然我是照着他们过去的成绩我来写我的介绍信。
But still, even with grades, you still have to earn that, because that's what we're used to. Humans, we have to please someone and earn something.
甚至是这样的时候我们发现连你要得到好成绩你有时候也要这样去讨人的喜欢。
But with God's salvation, we cannot earn it. It's nothing that we've done.
但是在神的救恩上面来讲的时候是没有一件事情我们可以靠着我们自己做的。
And this church in Galatians, in Galatia, they were trying to earn God's salvation.
所以在这一个教会加拉太教会他们是要靠自己的行为来得到神的救恩。
Later, if we look later in the book, in chapter 5 in Galatians, Paul says that they had fallen away from grace.
所以我们看到到了第五章的时候保罗在那里说他们就从恩典中就远离了。
If you're looking, that's actually chapter 5 verse 4.
事实上这个经文是在第五章加拉太书的第五章第四节。
And Paul is saying, oh, what happened? You forgot God's grace. You've forgotten what it means to know God's grace.
所以第五章第四节这里保罗说的他说你们这要靠律法称义的是与基督隔绝从恩典中堕落了。
They ended up relying on themselves and on the laws and forgot the gift of grace from God.
他们为了要靠这些律法来得救所以他们最后从恩典里面就离开了。
And of course, Paul says elsewhere in Ephesians, a very famous verse, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift from God,Not by works, so that no one can boast. That's Ephesians 2, verse 8.
保罗又在以弗所书第二章第八节里面讲到一句非常重要的话。以弗所书第二章第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And last week, if you remember, Pastor Rick was here.
上个礼拜当我们有 Rick 牧师在这里
And he talked about October 31st
他这里提到了10月31号
Which was also the Reformation Day The day that Martin Luther started the Reformation
他提到了10月31号也正是马丁路德他重新的把这个信仰在认定的那一次
And he saw that the salvation that the people were getting should be from faithand grace, not by pleasing the church leaders of that time.
所以那里在马丁路德也特别讲到人要得救是凭着信心靠着恩典而不是要讨那个时候教会的那些领袖的喜欢。
So when we try to please man, the third thing that happens is we try to earn our salvation.
所以当我们试着要讨人喜欢的时候我们就会落入了好像那种要靠自己的行为来得到救恩的这个里面。
The final one on the list, the fourth thing, is that when we try to please man, we become hypocritical, we become like a hypocrite.
所以第四点就是当我们想要讨人喜欢的时候我们很容易就落入了假冒为善。
And what happens is, when you're here, you act like this, but when you're at church, you act like this, and when this person's watching, you act differently.
所以你就会发现你在这里是这样做在那里是那样做在教会跟在别的地方做法都不一样了。
And many of you know the word hypocrite is an old, the origins of the word is that hypocrite means play acting, like an actor.
所以我们知道这个假冒为善这个字它在原来的意思就是你在那里表演好像在舞台剧上面做一样。
Yeah, like you're putting on a show.
就是在表演在舞台上
And that's not good because you know the Lord God always sees you
因为那个是不对的因为我们要知道神他总是看到你
It shouldn't be that okay these people are watching me so I'm going to act like this and then whenreligious people are watching me I'm going to act like this It shouldn't be like that
所以我们不应该说 当人看到我的时候，我就这样做。尤其这个有些教会的领袖，他看到我，我就应该这样做。
Because we know that the Lord is always watching you. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent.
因为我们要知道，神是无所不在的，他总是看着我们。
And if you forget that, what happens is you only act certain ways when certain people are around, and that's not good.
所以你如果是这样想法的话，你就会在某些人在的时候出现的时候，你才做那样的事情，那是不对的。
Again, this always happens with my students.
再一次讲，我的学生还总是也是常常发生这样的事。
One rule in the school is you're not allowed to use your cell phone in school ever.
所以我们学校有个规矩说，你在学校校内里面你不可以用手机。
And most kids follow that, but some kids are very rebellious.
所以有些学生就真的是就遵守了，可是有些学生就是不听。
And for me, I'm not very strict, but sometimes it's very obvious when they're using it.
所以我虽然不是那么严格的老师，可是有时候他们实在太明显了，在那里用。
In the middle of class, they'll be like this, and their hands will be below the table, and they'll be like this.
尤其在上课的时候，你就看到他的手就摆在桌子底下，像这样。
And you know they're using the text messaging, they're texting.
你当然知道他们在那里打那个文字的信息。
Or they'll be by their locker, and they open the locker, and they put their head in the locker, and they talk like that. in the locker.
所以你看到他们打开他们的那个换衣服的衣柜的时候，他们的头就伸进去，你知道他在那里听电话。
And the moment a teacher walks by, they hide everything. Only when a teacher walks by, though.
所以他们只有当如果有老师走过去的时候，他们马上把东西都藏起来。
So they only care when a certain person is watching. They don't care when their friends are watching, but when the authority person comes, then they change.
所以他们很多时候他们不在乎他的朋友怎么看他，可是当他老师走过来的时候，他马上就态度就改变。
That's not good. That's not the purpose of the rule. The purpose of the rule is that no one uses it ever.
所以这个是不对的，因为这个学校的这个规定是说不可以用。
And it's funny, sometimes, usually I'm not even trying to catch them because like I said, I'm not very strict.
像我根本我本来我不会说特别的故意要去抓他们，因为我并不是那么严格。
But they know I'm a teacher because I always wear a tie.
因为但是我是一个老师，我打着领带。
And when I walk by the hall, I might just be rushing to get something or rushing to my class. And as I walk by, kids just start hiding. Sorry. I'm not even looking, but as I walk by, this kid hides. Everyone starts hiding just as I walk by.
有时候我根本不是要做什么，我只是要赶到我的课堂或者做什么事，可是他们一看到我的时候，他们就开始那个动作就躲来躲去。
This is what Paul says elsewhere in Ephesians 6:6.
这也就是保罗说的，他在以弗所书的第六章第六节也这样的说。
Excuse me, this is 5 and 6. Ephesians 6, verse 5 and 6.
在以弗所书的第五章的第六章的第五跟第六节这样说的。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
And it goes on, verse 7, serve wholeheartedly as if you're serving the Lord, not man.
第七节继续说，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
So not only when people are watching, but you're serving the Lord because the Lord's always watching.
那我们现在要知道，不是我们人一直看着你，而是神他总是看着你。
So we can see these are the four dangers or four things that could go wrong when we try to please man first instead of God.
所以我们在这里看到的这个，我刚刚讲到的这四点，都是我们当我们要去讨人喜欢的时候，就可能落入的错误。
And this is what Paul is trying to teach the Galatians.
所以这就是保罗他试着要教导哥
拉太
教会的。
Jesus taught this also.
可是耶稣他自己也这样教导。
He was always warning against, always warning the people and his disciples, to not put on a show and not just please men.
所以当耶稣他一直的教导就是告诉他的门徒说，你不要讨人的喜欢。
For example, you remember there's a story where there's two people in the temple and they're repenting.
或许你记得这样的一个事情，讲到了有两个人他们在圣殿里面祷告。
And there was a Pharisee. He went first, and he was screaming and yelling and trying to impress people around him with a confession.
你们记得吗？第一个进去就是有一个法利赛人，他在那里大声的在那里祷告，他为了吸引别人的注意。
At the same time, on the side, there was a tax collector, who you could say is an evil person, but he was very humble and just wanted to be honest and right with God.
而在同时呢，有另外一个税吏，可以说在当时是一个非常坏的人，可是他去祷告的时候，他是非常的谦卑，他怕人家好像看到。
And Jesus was saying that the confession of the tax collector is what he's looking for, humble and honest, just being honest with God.Didn't matter who was around him, who was watching.
所以在这里，我们看到耶稣他在这里称赞，赞许这一个税吏，因为他在那里认罪的时候，他向着神认罪，他并不在乎他旁边的人怎么听到。
And if you want to look at that story later, I won't read it now, but that's in Luke 18.
所以你如果等一下子有空，你要读这一段记载的话，是在路加福音的18章。我现在不会读。
Jesus also gives a stern warning also to the Pharisees in Matthew 23, and this I will read. Matthew 23.
而在耶稣在另外一个场合，他对着法利赛人，他在那里斥责他们。这一段我要来读，是马太福音的23章。
To Matthew chapter 23.
马太二十三章。
First, let's look at verse 1-7.
首先我们要读第一到第七节。
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit at Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide,And the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi.
马太福音二十三章一到七节，那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行。但不要笑话他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。他们一切所做的事，都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的穗子做长了，喜爱筵席上的首位，首座会堂里的高位，又喜爱人在街市上问他安，称他为拉比。
Again, to be fair, I'm sure there were some Pharisees that were very devout.
我们要公平一点的说，这个有些法利赛人是好的。
But many of them were just putting on the show in the synagogues and the marketplaces just to look good for people.
但是却有很多的法利赛人，他们只是在表演，他们要人看到。
And deep inside, they were not devout. Or didn't care about God.
他们外表上在庙堂里头好像很虔诚，可是他们的心里面。他们不敬畏神。
And Jesus is warning them, this is wrong.
所以耶稣警告他们说这是错的。
And we move on to verse 11 and 12.
所以我们看11跟12节。
Instead, the greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
11节，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And I'll skip all the way down to verse 23.
所以我们一直我们跳过去，我们再看二十三节，二十三章二十三节。
Still chapter 23, verse 23. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice.Mercy and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
二十三节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的事是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Jesus is mad at them because they had twisted the law and used it to exalt themselves.
耶稣之所以生气他们，是因为他们把这个律法上的事情把它扭曲了。
And they forgot to do the important things: serve people, be humble.
他们把自己高抬，而却没有去服侍那些需要被服侍的人。
So clearly, Paul warns against pleasing man first, and Jesus also warns against pleasing man first.
所以我们在这里看到保罗，他在这里教导说，我们要把神先讨神的喜欢第一位，而耶稣在这里也是同样的。
Now, before I said that, it does not mean that we should ignore man. It doesn't mean that.
我在强调，这并不是说我们不把人就当作看不见。
People do have needs, and we should be sensitive and not hard toward them.
人们都有需要，我们必须对他们的需要有敏感，我们要照顾到他们。
But first, we must please God, and everything else will come after that.
但是首要的，首先的是我们要先讨神的喜欢，其他的事情都在这个后面。
In the famous verse, Matthew 6:33, I think many people memorize this. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well.
所以很有名的一段经文在马太福音的6:33里面说，你们要先求神的国和神的义，这一切都要加给你们。
So Jesus says to seek God first, follow his commands first.
所以耶稣在这里说的是，你们要先求他的国，他的义，你们要先遵守他的。
Serve God by serving each other and your neighbor.
所以你要先爱人，要服侍你的邻舍。
So Jesus is not ignoring these laws, but he came to fulfill them, and this is how we can fulfill them.
所以耶稣他并没有说要我们要看不到这些人的需要，而我们仍然要照顾他们。
Romans 13:10 says, love does no harm to a neighbor.Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以在罗马书第十三章第十节里面说，十三章十节
，13:10，
十三章十节，说爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
And Jesus taught his disciples that if you're going to follow me and follow these laws, this is the commandment: love your neighbor as yourself.Love each other, serve each other.
所以耶稣他说，你们要跟从我的时候，你们要爱人如己，你们要先爱你的邻舍如同自己。
So back to the Galatians, these laws were important. Paul wasn't saying to ignore them, but you should fulfill them by doing what Jesus taught you.
所以我们再回到加拉太书的时候，我们要知道这个律法是重要的。可是保罗在这里说，你要先讨神的喜欢。
The last thing is that sometimes when you try to please God first, you'll actually be in conflict with man.
最后我要提醒的一点就是，当我们真的要首先讨神的喜欢的时候，你可能会在人际关系中也可能会造成冲突。
The boss is upset because you won't work on a Sunday. You're here instead.
比如说你公司的老板不高兴，因为你礼拜天不肯加班，你要到教会去。
Friends get mad at you because you didn't go to a party or something.
你的朋友也可能生你的气，因为你不想跟他们一起到一个很疯狂的一个聚会里。
But that's okay though. That will happen, and as a matter of fact, that probably should happen.
其实这个是没有什么关系的，因为这本来就会发生。
Because as Jesus taught that we are not of this world, and sometimes when we do things to follow God, the world will not understand. So it's okay if that happens. As a matter of fact, you're probably doing something right if that happens.
所以有这种情形发生的话，其实是没有关系的，因为事实上你是做了一件对的事。
But more often than not, I find that the opposite is true.
可是很多的时候，我就发现另外一方面的真理。
That when we please God first and really want to please Him first, that man, in turn, in the end, also gets what's best and also is pleased.
我发现了另外的一方面的真理，就是当我们真的是以讨神的喜欢为首要的时候，反过来人也会喜悦我们。
You earn their respect. You serve as a good example when you show that you are really devoted and honest and serve God first.
因为当你这样的表现出你是这样的专一的来爱神的时候， 你得到了，赢得了他们的尊敬。
The boss likes you. You're faithful. The friends know they can depend on you. You're trustworthy.
反而是你的老板，他们尊敬你，他们知道你是可以值得信任的。你的朋友，他们也能够来相信你。
This is just quickly. This is something in Romans 14.
这也是在罗马书第十四章里面的话。
This is Romans 14:17-18.
罗马书十四章的十七、十八节。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men.
罗马书十四章的十七、十八节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜悦，在这几样事情上面服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
So Paul is saying that that's what's best. As you follow Christ, as you follow God, you will be loving your neighbor, you will be loving him, and you will be serving him the best way.
所以保罗这里讲说，你只要你先跟随主的话，你爱你的邻舍，爱你的家人，那么这你自然就会得到最好的。
So at this point, I hope you ask yourself, what do I do that's pleasing to God?
所以在这个时候，我可能我要问你，你会问自己说，那么我要怎么样做来讨神的喜欢呢？
Well, sometimes you're in a tough spot and you have to make a decision. What should I do? Is this right or is this right?
很多的时候，你会在一个很困难的情况之下，你会在那里犹豫说，到底是这样做好呢，还是那样做？
And I encourage you to think, to pray.To consult other Christian brothers and sisters to seek what would please God, and that will help you decide.
所以我在这里就是也是能够勉励你，你可以去找那些属灵里面的领袖或他们长者，他们会告诉你，会一起寻求怎么样是讨神的喜欢。
And the final point is there's some good news. There's good news here. There's some good news here in this, what Paul wrote to Galatians.
最后我要在这里看到保罗他在加拉太书里面讲到了一个好消息。
He's writing to these Gentiles that they don't have to follow all these old traditions and laws. Just seek to please God first and have faith.
他写信给这些外邦人的信徒说，你们不要讨人的喜欢，你们只要信神，而且照着做。
And the good news to us, we are Gentiles.
这个好消息就是说，因为我们自己就是这个外邦人。
We are not Jewish.
我们不是犹太人。
I think unless there might be a Jewish person here today.
我不知道我们中间有没有犹太人。
But we're not Jewish, and that's good news because we don't have to do that either. We don't have to follow all these old traditions and customs and laws. We are saved not through what we do. We're saved through our faith and through the grace of Christ.
这个好消息是我们。我们需要像犹太人一样要去遵循这些的律法，而我们是因着我们的信心，我们就可以得到这个恩典。
I encourage you when you have time to look through Galatians, not very long. You can read through the whole book.
所以我会劝希望你有机会来读这个加拉太书，并不是很长。
And later Paul says in Galatians, doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile or Greek, or if you're a slave or if you're not a slave, or if you're male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为后来保罗在加拉太书的后面写到说，不论是为奴的，是自主的，是男的，是女的，是犹太人，是外邦人，我们在基督里都是一的。
So I want to encourage you and invite you. I know some of you may not know the Lord yet and are thinking about these things.
所以我在这里要鼓励你，我们中间或许有些人你现在还没有认识耶稣，你好好可以想一想，这些事情可能会可以勉励。
Your ethnicity is not important. Your background, how you grew up religiously as a child, that's not important.
你到底是怎么样的？你的血统、出身或者你的教育程度，你那个都不一定是都不是最重要的。
How many good deeds you've done versus your bad deeds in your life, in your past, that's not important.
到底你到底是做了多少的好事，或者你过去曾经有犯了什么的罪，那个都不是太重要。
If you want to follow Christ, put your belief in Him, put your trust in Him, accept His gift of grace.That's what makes you a Christian.
如果你真的真心愿意要跟随耶稣基督的时候，你跟随他，你相信他，他是可以使你成为。
For we are saved by faith and through grace, the gift of God.
因为我们得救乃是本乎恩，乃是神所赐的礼物。
And I hope that He will continue to teach us how to please Him, before we please man instead.
我也求神能够继续的教导我们，让我们知道怎么样讨神的喜欢胜过讨人的喜欢。
Please bow your heads in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for these truths that you have taught us, Lord.
主啊，我感谢你把这样的真理教导我们。
That we should run after you and strive to please you first and always.
我们必须跟随你来讨你的喜欢首先。
Help us, Lord, because so many times it's difficult. People are surrounding us and always looking at us and we want to win their approval.
求主你帮助我们，因为很多的时候很多人在我们旁边，我们好像是要试着要求得到他们的称许。
But help us to know that you are what is eternal and in the end, you decide what is right and what is wrong.
求主你帮助我们，让我们看到你是那永恒的主，而且在最后的时候是你来决定什么是对，什么是错。
Lord, at the same time, when we fail, we thank you for your forgiveness, your mercy,Your faith, your grace, and we can be saved through our faith.
我们也为着我们在我们会失败、会跌倒，可是我们都可以靠着你的恩典来被拯救。
Thank you for your gift of salvation.
我们为着你救恩的礼物，我们来感谢你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.